From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria Wednesday that killed more than 20 people, most of them children. Jan Eglin is an advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria.
So the war is getting worse. It's getting more ruthless, and it's affecting more and more the children and the civilians.
Observers say warplanes carried out 6 strikes Wednesday on a village in rebel-held Idlib. They are blaming either the Syrian or Russian governments for the attacks. As government-aligned forces move to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group, witnesses are reporting abuse of civilians. They are reporting that Islamic State fighters are taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields. China's Communist Party has elevated President Xi Jinping's status to core leader, putting him on par with former Chinese leaders Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. A lengthy communique released following a 4-day Communist Party meeting in Beijing called on all members to unite around the party leadership with, quoting now, Comrade Xi Jinping as the core. It stressed the importance of collective leadership, saying the system must always be followed and should not be violated by any organization or individual under any circumstance or for any reason. Final demolition work began at the Jungle Refugee Shelter in Calais, France, Thursday morning after authorities declared the camp empty. Workers used large construction equipment and machines to rip down the makeshift shelters. This is VOA News. Here is the latest on the U.S. presidential campaign. First Lady Michelle Obama campaigned Thursday with Democrat Hillary Clinton. The two held a rally at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, one of the key electoral states.
Seriously, is there anyone more inspiring than Michelle Obama? And maybe it's especially meaningful to me because I do know something about being First Lady.
The latest opinion poll average compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.8% lead over Republican Donald Trump nationwide. A Bloomberg poll out Wednesday gives Trump a 45-43% lead among likely voters in the key state of Florida. Trump's focus Thursday was on President Obama's health care plan.
Hillary Clinton wants to double down on Obamacare and make it even worse. So here, I'm going to repeal it, replace it. We're going to have a replacement that is so much less expensive and so much better.
Meanwhile, police say a man who admitted to defacing Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was arrested on Thursday. India has expelled a staffer of the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, accusing him of running a spy operation. The Indian government alleges Mehmood Akhtar got a hold of sensitive information concerning Indian security operations. Vikas Swarup is an Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman.
We have definitely busted an espionage ring, and the ringleader has been asked to return to Pakistan within 48 hours.
Akhtar was detained outside the gates of Delhi Zoo, where he allegedly received sensitive documents from 2 Indian associates. The Pakistani government rejected the allegations, saying the man has been detained on false and unsubstantiated charges. Late Thursday, Pakistan expelled an Indian diplomat. Federal prosecutors have charged 61 defendants in connection with a scam in which suspects posing as federal tax and immigration officials allegedly bilked 15,000 people out of more than $300 million. Officials with the U.S. Justice Department said the defendants were involved with an Indian-based call center that managed 5 operations located primarily in the U.S. and India. Here is Assistant Attorney General Leslie Caldwell.
Federal and state law enforcement officials today have arrested 20 individuals. 2 other individuals are also in custody, and they've executed 9 search warrants across 8 states in a coordinated takedown of this organization.
Caldwell said the operation manipulated mostly senior citizens and minorities and laundered the money with the help of prepaid debit cards. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.